hanging in me prime, as lazy as can be. I stepped on board a Mersey flatter number 23.
Bamelan Productions proudly presents Scuttled, Episode 1, in association with the Museum of London Archaeology and the Arts and Humanities Research Council. Directed by James Steventon. Written by Ian Winterton. With Neil Bell, Isabel Haig, Janine Lanick, Katie Moore, and Paul Rigby. Produced by Kelly Griffiths, James Steventon, and Ian Winterton.
It went dark with cloud. I catch me foot in stern rail and went slurring right on deck. And I went head first down scuttle hole and I nearly broke me neck.
Oof. I've not been down here in a while, since 1919, wasn't it? Aye. 3 years back. But most of my life, this. And the canal. Heading southwest to Manchester and snaking north through moors to Selby Bridge in Yorkshire. That was all I knew. That was my life. And I loved it.
I loved it and all.
You weren't born to it, my love. But you were born for it. Best wife a man could have, you, Eliza. I miss you.
I miss you too, Thomas Ashworth. You soppy apron. Oh, look. The children. Our grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren.
Great-grandad Thomas!
Hey, up you lot.
Great-grandad Thomas, teach us about boats.
Here they come now.
Yes, here they come now. Look at them. Great, proud giants of the canals. 72-foot stern to aft and 14-foot wide. Carried 60-ton of cargo when canal were deep enough. In poor nick these days. Paintwork long gone. Just bare wood. Rotten in patches. Primrose.
And there she is. Foxglove. Mighty boat. For more than 80 years she's plied these waters. Fetching cargo back and forth. Cotton, coal, even shite. Cow, pig and human. For the fields. Railways came and so price for cargo shipped by canal dropped. Canal companies. Only way they could keep up with the railways was to make us human labour. We horse-drawn boats, cheaper than steam. And canal folk, we had to start living on boats to save what little money we had. Apart from occasional...
Very occasional.
...trip to church of a Sunday. We only stopped moving for three things. Picking up cargo... Offloading cargo and berth. That's me, cabin of the Foxglove, one morning in March 1845.
Here he is, our boy Thomas.
Thomas, here, you come to your dad.
Bad marriages was really quite common for canal folk, but my mum and dad, James and Charity Ashworth, they were always best mates. As we all had to live on boat, and a working one at that, me and my sister, Mercy, we was tied to the woodwork when we were nippers, to stop us toddling off and into the cut. My first memory, me mam smiling as she tied a rope round me wrist.
There you go. Good boy. Keep you safe.
I didn't cry or think out of it. It was me mam and she was smiling and I knew I was loved. As a childhood, to me... It were perfect. Growing up, time off the boat, I collect flies. Four-leaf clovers, sprigs and quaint eggshells, washes of violets, tadpoles, wood louse from the cotton warehouse. I can hear it still. The soft lap of water on the hull. Or the drake's wing on water. Dad's clogs on the hatchboards. From wharfinger to lockkeeper. Everyone knows everyone here. All adrift. Head up and down, together under branchy boulevard, and tired, probably. Hot, filthy, often, yes, but never scared. Not then, not there, within them 32 miles and knitted waterways. Oh, what it was to be 7 years old and already where you're meant to be.
Tommy, wake up!
What? Mercy?
Tommy, you need to get up. There's something for you.
Mercy Ashworth, if you let on, I'll have your bloody guts for garters.
I won't tell, ma'am. I know it's a surprise. Come on now, Tommy. Up!
Surprise? What's going on? And he?
Aye. He.
Morning, love.
Morning, ma'am. Da.
Hey up, son. Someone to meet you.
There he was, a horse. Head down, tearing at the tough grass by the towpath. Sturdy legs. His mane was straw-coloured, and his coat, chestnut red. Like my own hair was back then, catching the morning sun.
Horsey.
A horse, aye. Come down. Say hello. He won't hurt you.
My new friend. And more than that.
Oh, you're handsome, ain't you? His eyes are different.
His brown eye on the right, kind, intelligent. His left, cruel and blue.
You like him, Tommy?
Of course I like him.
Because this horse, Tommy, this horse is yours.
What?
You'll be pulling the boat.
What if I'm not good enough?
Tommy.
Uncle Harry says I'm naughty and should be lent away.
Listen, lad. Nobody expects out from any canal folk but the worst. You hear the names they call us and the low opinion they hold us in? Their nonsense, their lies. And your Uncle Harry, see, he takes it all in. Believes it, almost. But he's wrong. Like they are wrong. I'm proud to work the water, and I'm proud of you, son.
What do we call him?
It's for you to name.
Remember old Billy that worked on Mersey and AOL?
You weren't born. And Mercy, just a babe.
Remember you and Mam speaking of him? Old Billy, sturdy old fellow.
Aye. He was that.
Well, this one, same. Sturdy young fellow. Young Billy.
Young Billy? Good name. Now, Tommy, listen. As much as young Billy is yours, you are his and all. Reet?
Reet. Ah!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You settle down, you.
Shh. Shh. He's big.
Big enough, aye. He has to pull boat. Get his reins, Tommy. Don't be frightened.
I always thought I'd be a legger.
You don't want to be a legger.
Standage Tunnel in Huddersfield. 1 shilling for a light boat and another 0.5 shilling for a heavy one.
3 mile and 176 yard and nigh on 4 hours to walk it. On your back, in dark, and roof's always falling down.
Shilling though, da.
Take horse's reins, Tommy.
Tommy.
You shut your noise, Mercy Ashworth. Charity.
Get down below you, or I'll give you a thick ear.
He don't like me.
I don't know thee. Just be still. There you go. Here. You got him. Now, lead on, now, Tommy. Lead on. Now, for 1 mile, we get 1 penny. There's 240 pennies in 1 pound. How many?
240.
Good lad. So I earn getting on for £2.5 for a working week. 7 days a week, most often. Sometimes we'll earn more. Sometimes less. And Tommy, this horse cost us £40.
£40?
Aye. We were very lucky to have him. And you must look after him. If young Billy's not right, then we won't eat. Reet?
Da.
Reet?
Reet.
What have you stopped for?
Sorry, Da. This how fast I'm to walk?
Aye, this is good. Steady. But it depends. You hear a whistle, you pick up the pace. A boat on, that means stop. Now this here is a bridle. And I, ma'am, crocheted these ear covers to keep flies away. Nice shiny brasses, look. You keep them polished. Has to be smart, any horse of ours.
to eat, don't they?
Aye, have to watch that. Too much rich grass can do for an horse. Oats he has, in his nose bag. And a feed first thing, before you break your fast. You break his. Tommy.
Yes, Dad?
I'm going to speak to you as an adult now, because I think it's important. You're my only son, so you'll be the man of this family one day.
What about Uncle Harry?
Never you bloody mind your Uncle Bloody Harry. Bless him. I love him, though. No. He needs someone to tell him what to do. It's you, Tommy. When my tomorrows stop, it'll all be on your shoulders, lad.
I'm only little.
Aye, but so was I. And I grew. And you'll grow and all. Look, son. Heron. Hold young Billy tight, in case he takes off. Well, let's keep going, eh? Me and thee. We young Billy. A while longer. You got it, lad. Young Billy. He's yours.
And I'm his.
And you're his.
Good horse, young Billy. Good horse.
August's on its way out now. With the very last light of that long day, me and Uncle Harry moor the boat up. Inside the cabin, Dad's laid down, like he has been this past fortnight. He cannot stop coughing. I see Mercy sitting outside, up on top of the hatchboards at the bow, as far away from Dar and his coughing as she can get, knees drawn up under her chin, hugging her legs, silent, waiting. Only I'm too young. I don't know she's waiting. Or what for. Not really.
Tommy, you should go down. See you, Dad.
I will, Uncle Harry. Later. Young Billy's running low on oats. Going to fetch one from the inn.
You got coin?
Ma gave me 6 pence.
Oh, all right. Right then, lad. Hey, don't go spending it on here, lad.
I hear Dar's coughing and then... can't hear it no more. I'll never know if that's when the Lord took him or if I just moved further enough on. Either way, on my way back with the bag of oats across my slim shoulders, it wasn't coughing I could hear, but with my sister. Next morning, another bright one. The last we'll have in a while. I tie young Billy up to Foxglove and stand, waiting for the nod from Uncle Harry at the tiller. And I see it, where cargo should be. The coffin. Mother and my sister beside it, standing, weeping. In clogs with pearl buttons. And gathered along the bank, the long-sleeved mourners. All us canal folk came to follow Dar as he sails one last time on Foxglove. And I turn and I tug gently at young Billy's lead rope.
Go ahead, young Billy.
And me and him, awesome boy, pull my Dar down the cut to the church where him and Mam were wed just 15 years before. There to lay him to rest.
Good horse, young Billy. Good horse.
Their horse is beautiful.
I look up and see a young girl, about my age, standing on the bridge, bonnet on, tied neatly round her chin. Would never have taken you for a workhouse runaway.
That were the idea. First time I saw you, that.
Aye. And likewise.
Saw young Billy, then you. Tiny little scrapper, short but strong. And I see, too, you're sad. Face wet with tears. I'm going to ask what's amiss, but then I see. Your ma, your sister, walking along towpath behind you, heads bowed. And on the boat, the coffin. And I don't say nothing.
You smiled, though. Sad, but kind and all.
And then you and young Billy passed under that bridge. That proud mountain of a boat, that Foxglove going after.
Strange to think, looking back, that I was looking at my home. The home I made with thee.
It was young Billy you loved first.
He was a very fine horse.
He was my best friend. Until I found him that dawn. 10 years later. Young Billy, dead among the spring thaw.
You dwell too much on death.
I'd not to. Today of all days.
Even so, don't do no good.
You came looking for young Billy down the stables. I saw you that morning feeding him an apple. Tickling his ears like he liked. You so saintly. Myself unkempt. No bonnet that morning. Your pigtails in pink ribbon. I was scared of you, lass.
Give over.
Petrified.
That's my horse.
Matron says canal boys are rude. You don't wash, you stink. But I like you. I like your horse.
Matron?
At workhouse.
You's a runaway?
I runs away. But I go back. Get the belt. Have to write out pages of the Bible. Worth it. To have a walk in the sun. Scrump apples.
You're a bricky girl.
I know.
Bricky girl.
My bricky girl.
You was on the bridge.
Aye. What's your horse's name?
Young Billy.
Young Billy. He's a handsome one.
Ten years later, I dug his grave out in the woods. Ground was still frozen. Took me hours. Hands blistering, bleeding, stinging with the sweat. Laid young Billy to rest. Cherry blossoms veiling his body. Knowing only to be thankful we met.
Good horse, young Billy. Good horse.
You was a man by then. My man. And though we didn't know it, our Rebecca already in my belly. Then our Paul.
Born to work boats.
Like his dad.
And like his granddad.
Our Rebecca, though, hated it from the off.
She had a mother's spirit.
Hold still, you...
No!
We gave up in the end. No matter. She was swimming from age of 3 any road. Any chance she could get.
Drove me man mad for years.
Thomas! She's jumped in cut again! Come out, you stupid girl. Water's filthy and it ain't allowed. No washing clothes in cut. And no bathing.
Swimming. Only thing she liked about the life. Rest of it, not for her.
She spent too much time listening to my uncle moaning.
They work as hard, pay as shit. And what do we get as thanks? Abuse and name-calling. And punches on the nose when we're trying to relax down tavern over the flagon.
Why don't you do something else, Uncle Harry?
Aye, Uncle Harry. Why don't you?
Well...
That's got him stumped.
What else could I do? Work at a mill? I ain't working at no mill.
You was born to work boats, Harry. You're a fine boatman. So, be happy. And if you can't be happy, be content. And if you can't be content, be quiet.
All right.
I never forgot that night. Our Becca's face, orange from the flames of the stove, staring at us laughing off Harry's complaints. Oh, the sadness in her eyes. And then she said...
I want to go to school.
Still young then. 9-year-old. But she knew somehow, in her heart, what we didn't. That there was value in book learning.
But all I could say were...
Common school costs 9 pence a week.
And you go to school most Sundays. You know your letters.
More than I ever did. Not that I've ever had a use for them.
But there's books, Nan, stories.
Ah, where were you, you daft apeth? Stories? Stories don't put food on table.
Something else came into Becca's eyes then, mixing with her sadness. Disappointment in us.
And anger.
I'm away to bed.
She went to bed with that anger and it never left her. A week later,
the fire.
Prime as lazy as can be. I stepped on board a Mersey flatter number 23.
You have been listening to Scuttled, episode 1, directed by James Stevenson, starring Christopher Eccleston, Joyce Branner, Becky Kershaw, Kimberly Cochran, Jonathan Carley, Adam Grayson, Stephen Hillman, Annie Connell Welsh, and James Steventon. Featuring Isabella Arrowsmith, Bailey Cockcroft, Katie Rowan, Elliot Winterton, and the Little Voices of St. Edward's Primary School, Rochdale. Title music by Jennifer Reed, with archaeological consultancy from Kelly Griffiths, based on archaeological excavations in Rochdale, England.
He said, now lad, be careful thou, well he not kettle off. That better frame and start pumping, for I think we've sprung a leak, and I wish I'd never gone boating for me.